well, they're an existing organization that is looking to help the younger generation continue to understand their culture and components and their heritage and their language. So there's multiple aspects to their actual organization and what they do. This is the second time that they're asking funding for a second time to invite Mr. Yang, which is an artist, to come and discuss folk art with the community, including adults and kids. Mr. Yang will be hired to expose and teach three different Hmong instruments. And so the idea is that after being exposed and teaching these instruments, that the students will have an opportunity after Mr. Yang to practice and then to potentially perform at the state fair as a display of their work throughout the year. Let's see. So the amount requested is $6,000. The strengths that I found was they definitely detailed the strong community and parental interest, and so they that was well documented. And then they also spoke to, again, their previous work and how that has influenced and changed their audience or their particular areas of focus. The weaknesses I put are it was a bit unclear the actual lessons that Mr. Yang was going to do. And then, again, back to the evaluation piece, right? It's not quite clear the guidelines for evaluation, even in terms of Mr. Yang or how their students are progressing, and then even how the community members or their parents are feeling about it. So I think that's it for my quick summary.
Great. And I go on the second
one. So I agree with you saying that this seems quite already successful operating summer school program for the community, well organized, and grandparents and parents are involved, and that's all clear from the narrative. That was good, but it was unclear, weakness I noticed, it was unclear from the narrative whether the course and in this workshop was mandatory or optional for the students, and if this, because this is the second year, I would have liked to see the schedule, like actual schedule of the entire maybe summer school, and how the this music program is fitting in with the rest of the curriculum. And they're saying that they were getting maybe 40 students, but they will buy only 10 to 20 instruments, and I wasn't sure if that means that they're going to split the students in half for the workshop part or not, and that kind of detail, this particular music program, the detail was missing, so I wasn't sure like how they actually are going to do this, but because they're asking money for that, I feel like they could have explained a bit more, but overall, it's already well-functioning program, a school is, so that's it. Great, thank you.
Other comments on this one?
I mean, I think this was really solid. I had a little I think just overall it could benefit from some expanded outreach efforts. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, this was really quite good.
Iris or Josh on this one?
I'd have to agree.
Go ahead, Iris.
Well, then it's positive. And that's all.
Okay. Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. I think this is a really strong application. I think it's really well written, well planned. They have a track record of doing it well. I loved the work sample is a video, a link to a video from Wisconsin Life did a really good job showing what the program was like last year. I think this is a very strong application.
Great. Thanks, Josh. Any other comments on this one?
I had a question.
Yeah.
So they only meet for a few weeks, but they were going to do performance at the state fair, and I wasn't sure how feasible that that is. Maybe that's not the goal. Like, it's not like they're going to have an ensemble perfect performance. But if they were aiming for public performances, I was wondering if they could... I was hoping that they could have said, here's the how committed this group is to organize this performance, and they could have like a goal, like you know, skills. And I don't know if they already have students who are somehow, like, you know, they can already play these instruments or not. Like, it wasn't mentioned anywhere. So if they're all novice, I don't know if they can just do some piece like in 3 weeks. And I wasn't sure if they're meeting every day. It's a daily workshop, but I didn't know, like, daily, like every single day for 3 weeks or not. So that part was not clear to me. Or even though it's a very good astronaut.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think because they've done it so many years, they have a track record of doing. But you're right. I mean, I think what they're trying to fund, my understanding is what they're trying to fund is to have Mr. Yang come in and do this event again, and then do the workshops, which, like you said, it's very short, like a one event kind of deal. But then, I might be reading into it too much, but then the idea is they're going to continue practicing on their own because they already have a running, ongoing program. So that's going to produce the final performance. But I think your questions are valid, right? Because you're supposed to be funding that, and at least articulate that in your narrative, that even though he's only going to be here for a few workshops, they're going to continue to work with the students to have them perform, right? And
to just some additional detail on the feasibility of that final event would have been helpful in evaluating.